Hello, I'm Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Anti-government protesters in Sudan have vowed to continue their demonstrations until the military hands back power to a civilian authority, despite the appointment of Sudan's third leader in as many days. General Abdel Fattah Abdurrahman Burhan took over as head of Sudan's Transitional Military Council late on Friday. Protesters welcomed the news but wanted more change. Reem Abbas is a writer in Khartoum.
The economy is in shambles, okay? But this is why we need a government of technocrats. We don't need a transitional military council that will be unable to deliver anything. We need the right people in the right place, and this is what people are saying. There are already plans in the making. People have been working for a very long time to have emergency economic plans, emergency plans for different issues. So this needs to be delivered. This is why we need a civilian government. We need to build institutions that can actually sustain and preserve democracy.
The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he will only hold a third summit with President Trump if the US changes policies. Otherwise, he said, the two countries could meet 1,000 times without making progress. Laura Bicker is in Seoul.
Donald Trump said earlier this week that he was open to meeting Kim Jong-un again. The two leaders have met twice, but both times failed to reach a deal which would allow the US to lift economic sanctions in exchange for North Korea abandoning its nuclear and missile programs. Mr. Kim said that during the talks in Hanoi in February, the US came up with a completely unrealistic plan. He said if Washington stuck with that calculation, the path ahead would be bleak and dangerous.
India is observing the centenary of a massacre by British troops that's seen as one of the darkest incidents of the colonial era. On that day, soldiers commanded by General Reginald Dyer killed hundreds of unarmed people protesting against repressive laws in Amritsar. Anbarasan Etirajan has this report.
The Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi and other leaders have laid wreaths at the site in Amritsar. Mr. Gandhi wrote that the cost of freedom must never ever be forgotten. On Friday night, thousands of people staged a candlelit march to the site, observing 2 minutes of silence. The Jallianwala Bagh massacre became the symbol of colonial cruelty and marked a turning point in India's independence struggle. The British High Commissioner to India, Sir Dominic Asquith, who also paid his respects, expressed deep regret for the incident but did not offer an apology as many Indians had wanted.
BBC News.